A jelly donut is your first clue for today's GeoQuiz. Most everyone in the Central European country we're looking for enjoys a good jelly donut, except they call them ponchkis. Today happens to be Ponchki Day over there, and we have reports of long lines of customers waiting outside local bakeries to buy a bag of ponchkis.
I can see around 30 people, I think, they're waiting. And they're smiling, and some of them take out really huge bag of ponchki. I can guess that some of them have 20 or 30 or even 50 ponchki inside.
Wow, at 400 calories a pop? Well, we'll hear more about the tasty ponchkis in a minute. First, you have to name the Central European nation, which borders the Baltic Sea and the Carpathian Mountains. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For our GeoQuiz, we're looking for a Central European country that's celebrating the diet-busting tradition called Fat Thursday today. The answer is Poland. Many Poles celebrate the Thursday before Lent by going and digging into ponchkis. These are more or less jam-filled donuts. They weigh in at 300 to 400 calories each. Dave McGuire sent us his postcard from Warsaw. He spoke with Kasia Kaglowska, who took him around to the best ponchki places in the city.
I born in Wiązowna, which is a little village 20 kilometers from Warsaw, and my grandmother always cooked wonderful sweets, and especially ponchki. This was how I grew up with this tradition.
But these days, most Poles rely on bakeries for their ponchki. We start out at the usual choice for the best in Warsaw.
We are on Nowy Świat, which is one of the most famous street in Warsaw. We actually stay out of Blikle Cafe, which is the most traditional Warsaw cafe and bakery. Outside is a huge squeeze of people who are waiting for fresh ponchki. I can see around 30 people, I think, they're waiting. And they're smiling, and some of them take out really huge bag of ponchki. I can guess that some of them have 20 or 30 or even 50 ponchki inside.
Blikle is the kind of place you'd take your grandma to. It has dark green awnings, waiters in white starched shirts, and gentle music in the background.
The most traditional ponchki in Blikle is filled by rose jam, and the ponchki is covered by icing, sometimes chocolate, and mostly all of them has orange peel on the top.
Tradition has it that by the end of winter, people were running out of food, so why not see off the last of the meat and the fat with a party before getting down to some serious fasting? Using the meat was the origin of the ponchek. Somewhere along the years, sweets took over, and today there's no meat to be seen. But vegetarians beware. The dough of flour, egg, and yeast is fried, deep fat fried, in lard.
Now we are on Chmielna Street, which is the main...
Next, we head off to a competing bakery.
And we are going to Cukiernia Pawłowicz, which is just the bakery, with the window to buy a ponchek and take away. But the ponchki there are amazing. There are always squeeze of people, every day, people who are waiting for fresh ponchek.
The line at the Pawłowicz bakery for a block, and three times longer than at play. And so are the choices.
Today, Cukiernia Pawłowicz offer ponchki with marmalade, with rose and almond pudding, with chocolate and cherry.
There's more fillings than you can imagine. But Kasia says it doesn't matter what you choose, as long as it's served fresh and hot.
So the benefit that people like so much is that they always are hot. And, you know, when it's cold, especially in Warsaw, and you get something warm and sweet, and your day is better.
And they are amazing. Gooey, sticky, and addictive. Hot or cold, today Poles eat 100 million ponchki. My wife and I have polished off nearly a dozen. So the tradition of Fat Thursday, or Tłusty Czwartek, is still going strong.
In Poland, we have a superstition. If you don't eat any ponchek in Tłusty Czwartek, you never will be rich.
Dave McGuire sent us that postcard from Warsaw. If you want to try your hand at making your own ponchki, we've got a recipe at theworld.org.